Okay, welcome to this course in knowledge management. My name is Erik Perjons. I'm responsible for the course, and those of you that know me before knows that I'm very interested in using graphical models to sort of say describe the organization as well as the IT system. So you get some kind of a graphical understanding or graphical description of the business as well as the IT system. And I've been doing research in modern business development where I try to generate code from high level descriptions of the system, but I'm also very interested in going higher up in the business to understand the goals of the business, the value exchange, resources, and model up that so you get a very fast grasp of the problem that an organization have, and also you can use these graphical models so to design the change of the organization as well as the design of the IT system. So this will be part of this course, but the major subject here is knowledge management. How to share knowledge in an organization so you can use the collective knowledge of an organization. And the course book here in this course is a really, really good book. It's a fantastic book, I think. And most of the students that I had last year also really enjoyed this book. It consists of a set of chapters describing a certain area in knowledge management. And what you're going to do here is you're going to read this book very in depth, because you have to do some kind of a summary for each chapter. Actually, a simple summary, because you have to decide what is the problem that this chapter addressed, what is the solution, what is the three main concepts of the chapter, and then also what do you think was the good and bad things about the chapter. And you have to do that for nearly all the chapters in the book. And I will, tomorrow, hopefully the whole day, I Learn 2 is up and you can get all the information how you will do. But I also be going to have lectures here, so you can of course ask me. But the thing is that we're going to make some kind of very simple summary of the chapter. And then we will discuss these chapters in seminars. And I go around, and it's not the tough discussion, it's more like an open discussion where people have ideas. And I think the student also liked it last year. They took one or two seminars before they understood it was very quiet in the beginning. But then after the second or third seminar, people started to talk a lot. So hopefully the same thing happened here, because the chapters are really interesting to discuss. And I think it's very valuable for you coming out as a consultant to have this book, this knowledge of the book, as the base for you. Because a lot of discussions and I've been working together with a lot of consultants out in our area, information system, and a lot of discussions are actually knowledge management based problem and knowledge management based ideas. So I think also by having this book or this course in your suitcase, I think you will like and also be able to contribute more directly when you come out in the business and need to do some, need to solve some problem that exists, or say. So I want to emphasize that this book is really good, so we're going to go through that very deep. And then the exam is also based on the book, so and of course I will sort of say introduce this part and will be part of the exam on slides, so you will have it So let's see, put it this way. The questions in the exam is not going to be in a certain detail that I never discussed on my slides. So everything that's going to be on the exam, I will also have discussed on the slides. So say. Plus, you have read the books very, very. I mean, when I was a student here, sometimes I read the book very briefly or part of it, not at all. And sometimes the book was not worth reading, but this book is worth reading. I just want to emphasize it. So it's a good book to invest in and buy, so to say. Also, there will be some additional articles, some additional papers that I will print out, and you can buy it in the student expedition from Wednesday. It's not so many, but there will be some, a couple of them also, so to say. And the good thing is that you can actually when I put up the site, hopefully everything is done tomorrow, you can start working with the chapters and do a lot when you have time. You can do a lot of chapters and do all the small reports that you have to do
very, very in advance if you are interested in that. Or you can wait and do it, so to say, continuously during the course. The seminars that we meet, it's going to be five seminars. Let's check so I don't say. Yeah, it's going to be five seminars. Let's see. Let's check so I don't say. Not mention. They go into the schedule. Yes, going to be five seminars, and they are mandatory, but you can be away of one of them. But if you're away of two of the seminars, you just get an extra task. So for you that want to read this course totally in distance, sitting home and do everything, you can do that. You get some extra assignments instead of this discussion. But I think the discussion, that was my impression last year, that the student really enjoyed this discussion. So I think it's smarter and much easier for you to join these seminars. And if you miss a seminar, you just do an extra. So it's five seminars mandatory, but four seminars mandatory. It's five totally, you see. Five seminars, there are S here, seminar. But you only have to attend four of them, so to say, to don't do an extra assignment. But if you miss, if you only can go on three seminars, you do one small extra assignment. It's not a big one, it's a small one, so to say. And then if you miss two of them, you do two extra assignments and so on. If you don't go on any seminars, you do four extra assignments. You had a question, what's that about that?
There is four mandatory seminars,
so five. It's four, exactly. It's four mandatory. It's going to be five seminars. It's going to be five seminars, but you only have to be there on four. You can be away one time without doing any extra assignment.
How about the lectures? Will you be able to see them
online? Yes, I mean, you record them. We will record them with these videos. But we also record them on a sound file and sent out. So hopefully we'll not miss anything. We have double control over the. So that also means that you don't have to attend the lectures. If you don't want to say. I think sometimes it's good to have this energy kick by going to the lectures, but that's up to you. I mean, some of you think it's nicer to be home and just have the whole day.
Nice to see them again, for people.
That is also good for the exam, so to say, yes.
For the assignments, they should be submitted or they should be...
Exactly, online. They should be submitted, yes.
And also gonna be graded or...
No, it's okay. It's going to be like this. Good, as you say. We can discuss it a bit open first, and then can we go through my slides and I show everything. But we can open and discuss. So it's going to be that you have to send in six small reports. And the idea is that you should spend enough time on it, but don't overspend it because you only get G a pass or fail on these, so to say. So it doesn't influence your grading at all, these smaller reports, so to say. But they're going to be a bigger assignment as well. You have to write kind of I call it essay, which is a longer, but it's only going to be 4 to 10 pages. It shouldn't be so long, but it should be of high quality. It shouldn't be so much text. So it's actually forced you to not, it's not going to be a, it's not going to be a thesis, it's a very focused one. So just if you can spend four pages, and if you do really well, you will have the highest grades, let's say, on this essay.
So it should be just like more qualitative than quantitative.
Exactly. You don't have to, in this essay, you're more focused on the theories or the main concept. You don't have to include any method. So you don't have to, for you that went to this method courses, you don't have to have a method part at all. So the idea is that if this area is open, you can choose whatever area you want. So, and I want to show you some subjects last year. So you choose say you are interested in motivation, how do you motivate people in workplace? Then you read three articles, read three papers, and write this essay based on these three articles. And then you discuss, okay, what is the problem I want to address? What is the goal with this little essay? And what is the main concept? You define the main concept, and then you make a discussion about the literature, and then you apply it on a real organization or a fake organization. You find, you should say, you can invent your organization and see how can we apply this concept in a real organization. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's best if you have some experience from a real organization, but maybe it doesn't fit, your ideas doesn't fit on the organization you have experience, and then you have to make this organization up, that's fine. For the workload, I don't think the course is very heavy. It's average or lower than average on this master course. I think the workload is pretty nice, so to say, on the course, so to say. Just so you know. So and you're also free, as I mentioned, you can do it since it is it is a distance course. You can, so to say, do everything on distance. And I'm not going to be picky on the. We have deadlines for these reports, more reports, because it's good to have this read before you come to these open seminars. But if you want to, but I'm not going to be picky. It will not influence your grade if you're a bit late with some of the reports or this essay. But I will give you an updated how. So you can have some extra. If, for example, if you'll be late a couple of hours, it's not influence your, or a day or two, it will not influence your grade. So the only thing that I grade is this essay. You get the grade on this essay, this grade with 4 to 10 pages, and then on the exam. Now you have a question up there.
Yeah, so the essay and the exam are two different.
They're two different things, so you get the grade in both of these.
And the small assignments, you said that
they are part of this bigger essay part. So in order for you, we say that you write an essay and get a B on the essay, then you also have to finish all these shorter reports based on the book there, mm-hmm. in order to get the B. But as soon as you finish them, say you are late with one of them, and the course is up, and you're late about one day or two, and you send it in, then you get the grade B as soon as I get it in.
Yeah, but you said that there are 5 seminars. How come there are 6 seminars?
Oh, it's an extra assignment that is not connected to the seminars. Exactly. Yep.
So 6 small assignments, 1 big essay, and 1 exam.
Exactly, yes.
Is it a written exam or...?
Yes, it's written exam. Oh, and that's the problem. I forgot to change it because Harald had this course before. He has always made it that it sends home to you. And I forgot to change it, so we will continue with that. That we will send home the essay, and you get 2, or probably we'll get you 3 hours to answer the essay and send it back to me. So you can sit home and do that, or sit in the school and do the exam, and it will be a certain date, and there will also be additional date, as it's not going to influence the facilities. I go to have several type of exams, so to say, that I send out the exam and you answer it at home and send it back to me, and then I grade it. Do you follow me, or? So I send it on email to you. Ah, you can see it here. I send it on email. And then the clock starts, so to say, and you have my telephone number. If something was wrong, so you can call me. And if say that you have some problem to get this, I mean, then you can you call me, and then you start a little bit later with the exam. So it's with no problem regarding the technique, because there are not so many in this course.
And which date is this?
It's going to be in the end of the course. Let's see. That's good. I actually have not decided. Is it part?
It looks like it's on the 22nd of March, a Saturday.
Okay, is it? But
well, there's no time. It says midnight.
not time and no location or.
No location.
Okay, then we keep that as the first exam, and then we have another exam in 2-3 weeks after, and then another one 3 weeks after again. So, because some of you are writing a thesis, so you are it's a lot of things going on in your head during this course, so that's why I have several exams. And it's a good combination, to mention that, it's a good combination for you that writing your thesis, you can use the same idea or the same subject, take a certain angle of it, sort of say. Or that for you that want to write the thesis, it could probably you can find a subject that could be of interest for you as a base for writing the thesis later on, so to say. So or if you have a certain area of interest, maybe you're interested in social media and marketing or something like that, then you can focus on that area. And I will also give you suggestions, have a list of suggestions. You can check today, for example, what the student choose to have last year. So, and we're also going to start, this is a little bit different, we're going to start after this lecture today. I will not talk the whole time, we just introduce the course, have the slides. And then we will have four lectures by Harald Kjellin, and he's had this course before and he worked with knowledge management his whole his life. And he will have, he has a very, very special way of his lecture, because he's talking, he has a lot of knowledge, he's going to talk a lot and discuss different areas. I like it a lot because I think it's so much things that he put into this. But it's no slides, it's just talking. And the idea here, and I think I like these lectures very, very much, but the idea here, you can maybe get some ideas for a subject also during his discussion. And then I come and I will have slides and everything, and then if it's some area that Harald talks about that might be part of the exam, I will have slides regarding that. So you can see Harald as a kind of a storyteller coming here, is telling you the story of this area, of this subject. And then I come in more structured, more focused on the exam, and that you will have the grade that you're, so to say. So again, and since we record every lecture, you can also sit home and listen to it again, or just listen to it for the first time at home, so to say. So it's very open in that respect. Some other question before I just be more concrete what you need to do. That's not going to be a lot of repetition. And of course you can talk to, I will be here during Harald's lecture, and you can discuss with me if you think about regarding certain subject to write the essay about. And as I mentioned, it should not be so many pages, 4 to 10, I said, maximum 10. And you can, I think it's hard to be lower than 4 to get all the information that you need to have, so to say. But the idea is that you should read through it many times so you feel that this is a really nice essay, so to say. Yes, I go through the lecture slides then, and then we can. As I mentioned, hopefully tomorrow everything will be up and you can start working with these chapters. But first, buy the book because it's very good. Okay. And I just say about something about me if you haven't met me. I'm working on the information system department. I do half-time research, very focused on conceptual modeling, process modeling, goal modeling, and how you can integrate these modeling techniques, and also how you can use modeling for designing your information system. So I've been lecturing programmers at Ericsson, for example, how they can automatically generate code from graphical UML diagrams, and what is the obstacle, what is the benefit, and what is the problem by doing that, and so on. So I'm both interested in the technical part and the business part. And I do research very close to, if you met Paul Johannesson, of course, some of you have met. I do research close to Martin Henkel, if you met him. I do close research together with Ila Wider and Gustav Juel Skiels, if you met these persons before. Some of you have. Yes, I will update the course site, iLearn. You have got the iLearn on your desktop, yes. And I will open it up hopefully tomorrow. I will finish tomorrow night with that so you can start working. And it could take a half a day more, but hopefully I will be done with everything then. Okay.
And they this course site will contain lecture notes, slides, and link to recorded lectures and links to files so you can download it. And this course site will also contains instruction for these reports and essay, and also a place to send in these reports to, so to say. And you can also start discussion on this iLearn site. The idea here that you should be able to explain the major concept in this area. You should be able to understand how modern methods and IT tool will be used to, so to say, spread, reuse, gather knowledge in an organization. And the last one is very connected to the essay. You should be able to also to summarize and analyze the topic in the area of knowledge management based on scientific principle and research, and apply these concepts on an existing or non-existing organization. With the exception, as I mentioned, you don't have to include any method. It's more that you should say, okay, what are the major concepts that I work with? How are they described in the literature? And how can I apply this concept on a real or a fake organization? So you can have a feeling, okay, if that actually useful, this concept would actually useful to apply in an organization to solve a certain problem in the organization there. But I will return to this. I guess most of the students do this in the last 2 weeks or so of the course, write this essay. But of course you can start, I think it's smart to start earlier, and I will come back to that. And here is what you were asking here, the confusing with all the things that you have to do. But you have an assignment, 4.5, grades A to F, and you have to write this essay, and you also have to write 6 shorter reports, actually summaries or very simple, not so extended reports. And you also have to be participating in 4 of the 5 seminars or write these extra assignments if you're not enabled or don't want to be part of these 5 seminars. And then it's a written exam as well, so to say. Now I'm not sure about the grade. Let's check if it's the opposite. Because they should be changed, but I don't know if they did that. Let's see very quickly. Yeah, it's the same. Oh, that's right. 3 points for the 3 points for the. Okay, and as I mentioned, you have to write this 6 shorter report and send it in. There will be deadlines. And the deadlines is good because if you follow the deadlines, it's easy for you to participate in the discussion, so to say. And it's also good because sometimes when you start getting late with things, very often you finally drop off the course, and that's bad. And here is what the idea here. For most of the chapters in the book, I will actually, you will not need to do every chapter. I will give the information on the iLearn. But you need to also say, read the chapter, and then in one sentence, this is the tricky thing. In one sentence, state what is the problem that this article address. I know that some of you most of you have been part of this method course or writing a thesis now or has written a thesis now. And I think in thesis, there should be somewhere in the thesis your problem stated in one sentence. And you have to do that also here. It's very important. So to summarize your problem in one sentence. Because sometimes you read this thesis, you don't really see the problem. There's a lot of discussion going on in this problem description, but where is the problem? It's like hard to find, hard to grasp. And one of the ideas with this course actually is try to explain things in one sentence and really be focused. So
you have to present your problem in one sentence. And then you also present the solution that you think that this chapter present. So you try to present the solution or result also in one sentence. The result, the solution that this author suggests is blah, 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 blah. And then you present three main concepts in the chapter, the three main concepts that you think you have. And then you need to define these concepts also. And definition is very important in our area. And sometimes when you, for example, read thesis from one of your colleagues, you notice that some of the major concepts used in the thesis are not defined. They could mean anything. So it's very important in our area because terms can mean different things for different people that we define what we're talking about. So you also in this, for each chapter, you have to find the three main concepts and also try to define it. Maybe the author himself or herself has not defined it. Then you have to find out the definition, so to say. And then you in the end, you describe what is the main benefit of the chapter and what is the weakness of the chapter. So it's very simple. You probably write this in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but reading a chapter takes time because it usually takes at least me an hour or two to read these chapters. But then to write this shorter report for each chapter, it's like 10 to 15 minutes, but usually you have to do 3, 4, 5 chapters, summarize 3, 4, 5 chapters. Then, so to say, it takes some time to do each of the reports. So each report is between four or six chapters that you have to summarize, and each chapter has to be summarized in this way, so to say. Yes?
How long should the be?
No, like a half page or one page, not more. Don't spend so much time on this again. It's not grading, it's just, the major idea is actually, I think this is a very nice way of reading chapters, to have these questions in your head, and also to have it with you during the discussion. It helps you during the discussion. So please bring your print it or have it on the computer so you can. So because I go around and we discuss, okay, what problem did you find here? And you say, and then you read, so my problem was this. And then somebody said, but I think this is the major problem of these articles. And then we have a discussion about that. And then we go to the solution, what is the solution, and we can discuss it. So it's good to have it on paper or in a computer, that these reports. So you probably discuss 4 or 5 or 6 chapters in a seminar, and then we go home. So that's the idea. And as I mentioned, you have to participate in 4 out of the 5 if you don't want an extra assignment. Yes?
Every chapter has one summary report. 4 out of 5 chapters you can make one.
Yes, one report consists of 4 to 6 chapters. You follow me?
But in that case, we will discuss more problems in that one because every chapter has.
Yes. So we start probably take three chapters before the break, uh-huh. And then we take 1 or 2 if it's more.
Can we choose that after reading 3 chapters? For example, if I want to start tomorrow, after reading 3 chapters, I can make a report and discuss with you. Is it okay?
To discuss with me?
To make a report. For example, the total chapters are 10 chapters, for example.
No, but it's not so many. We say for this report, you say it's 5. We say it's 5 chapters in this first report. Totally, it's many chapters. It's like 20 chapters in this book, I think. Something like that.
Okay, for example, after reading 5 chapters, I make a report.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, then you can do it. So you send it in.
Okay.
The most important thing is that you actually
has gone
through the chapters you have to go through. So how you actually do with your reports, that's fine. I just open and check them out, and if I see something interesting, probably
you have find a good technique to make us reading the book.
Exactly, haven't I? But I think it's worth. I wouldn't have done that if the book is not worth reading. But this is really a book that is worth reading because it contains so much information. When I talk to my colleagues today, I refer to chapters in the book. Exactly, you ask about this that I find in this chapter.
Yes.
And it's not only for researchers; it's really for practitioners. Yes.
So
Oh, sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Please.
In the instructions, do you have have you written which chapters?
Yes, I will, exactly. So next time you have to, so probably go to 3-4 chapters, and next time you have to send in the first one. It will not be on Monday, but the Monday after that, so to say. So you have 2 weeks, because since you have to find the book and starting to get in mood for working and so on. So, but you can start directly, because tomorrow I will have the site, hopefully, so you can start doing your work directly. Yeah? So if you have time now, it's start to use it.
And
now.
Is it possible that from previous course, can you send us the best
report,
example report, so that we can check it?
Let me check that. I actually have to start ask the student, because if I can find a student, and if there are some students that I know since I'm involved with, they discussed master thesis work with me.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find a student that they accept to, because we say that I will not, if your work here will not be published or it will not be handed out to anybody else. So it's actually you that owns, so to say. That's the thing here. Even if it's not any secrets, but I think it's up to you to decide if you want them to
but
be
will,
read by somebody else.
That's a good idea, like
yeah.
You don't start with it.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Okay. Yes, I think you got the idea here, and the exam, as I mentioned, I'm not deciding if it's going to be 2 or 3 hours. If it's 2 hours, it's going to be more simple, short answer thesis. But I think I go for 3 hours, because I was a little bit stressful for some of the students last year, and I think I had 1.5 or 1:45 or something like that. It was a little bit stressful for the students, so I will have a little more time, because some are need some more time. So I'd probably go for the 3 hour. Yeah.
You might have mentioned this already, but on the exam, is it a way to, you're writing text about explaining theoretical concepts?
Yes, exactly. So you have a question, and then last year it was, but I will give you an example exam with answer, so you have a feeling what we need to do for getting an A on the exam. But it will be, last year I only had, I think I had 1.5 hours, so they only had short answers like 1.5 one paragraph around for each question. Maybe I have a little bit, one or two, a little bit longer this time. But I will give you an example exam so you have a feeling, and with answers also to the exam, how it should look like if you get an A, because I got to write the answer. No, I don't know, but I want to write, so you have an understanding of how the exam will look like a role model, so to say.
Exam will be open book.
You can read. You can, since you get an email, you can sit. You can have the book or notes or whatever you want with you, so to say. Yeah.
Mm.
But usually, my experience is when you have a time deadline, you can only check some certain concept in the book. You can't start reading a chapter if you have 3 hours. So I think you're lost then. But you can have the slides if you want on the computer, and you can and everything at home, so to say. So yeah. Mm. And I may mention also that lecture slides are part of the, you have to, the book and the lecture slides are part of, so there could be some concept not presented in the book, but are presented on the slides that could be part of the exam. But I will go through that later on when we close it up to the exam. I will also send it out in iLearn in this announcement. So I usually update everybody when I know I send in something new in the iLearn, and you have to check it, and I send a message out to everybody so you can read about it. Yeah. And there could be an article companion also. I'm a little bit late with it, but I will send it in the end of this week. And I guess on Wednesday you have it in the student account that you can buy. I will also give you the links to the article, so you can probably download it from the internet if you're interested in that sort of thing.
What are the
No, not the links. I will give you the title. The links I don't give you. The titles of the articles. So you have it. Oh, yep. Yeah.
What is it used for? Is it for the exam, or is it?
Yes, it could be for the exam. Maybe we discuss one of the articles. I've not decided that in the end on one of these seminars, but mainly, let's say that maybe one article also from the compendium, because there are some really good articles that I want to discuss and introduce during the lectures that I have. There will not be many articles, I guess 4 or 5 articles, something like that. Because the book is a lot of text as well. And then is the essay. And the idea here is that you should find an interesting topic that you think it's interesting to dig into. And since knowledge management is a very broad area, most of the things that you think about probably fit, but maybe not all subjects, but I will return to that because you need to send in like a draft, first draft very early, about what is the idea, what is the problem you want to solve, and send it to me. And I just check it and give you some suggestions. Maybe you have to reformulate the problem a little bit. This will not influence the grade, it does actually help you to get the better grade because I can give you some suggestions about your essay. But the main thing with it, I will check that it's really there from knowledge management, which is probably, I didn't have any problem last year with any student that was outside the scope of knowledge management. Okay, so this essay should include the problem and the goal, or you can use the research question if you want instead. Goal or research questions, I will also discuss these things a little bit later in the course, goal or research question. And then you need to define your major concept, the main concept. If you want, you can do a conceptual model in UML if you want with a major concept also and see how they are related to each other. Not mandatory, but it looks good. So you have an idea, you have a problem with that idea, present your goal of your essay, and then you present the major concept, like a definition part, you define the major concept. And then you sort of say, start in discussing this concept in relating to research literature. One, this researcher thinks like that and that regarding the concepts, some other researcher thinks like that. You have to find 3 research articles outside the book. So you have to actually download 3 more research articles, and I come back to that outside the book. And then you apply this concept on an existing or non-existing organization. And then you need some conclusion, and you need a reference list, and you need to have reference in the text. But as I mentioned, no method is needed to be described. You can do it if you want, but it will not influence the grade. And yes, there was a hook here, a little bit hook. The student that wants to go for A and B also need to introduce and apply a major theory and in this area of information system. And I will discuss these major theories during the lectures, but you have a list of them, all the theories here. And the theory has a kind of a, it's like a little bit more, usually when you, so the student that doesn't want to go for A and B, they just need to present a certain set of concepts and define them and apply them on an organization, discuss them and apply them on an organization. But you that want to go for A and B, it's not so tricky to think. You need to introduce one of the theories in the information system and first and discuss this theory and then try to let this theory relate to the concept and to the application, if you can, sort of say. It's a little bit tricky, but to explain. But the idea is that it shouldn't, how should I put it here? The idea that is, it's when you write a thesis and you introduce a theory, that theory really has to influence everything. You have to really work with this theory and see how it, so that it gives you the perspective, the frame of your research. But in this case, here I want you just to start feeling, trying to apply theories when you write an essay. So you try to understand what do we mean by theories. And then I come back here because this is interesting. Because theory could mean different things. Theory can mean like major concepts, major ideas, you understand? And you have some, like, maybe about knowledge sharing. You have some knowledge sharing, knowledge transfer, tacit knowledge is a major concept in this area. And you introduce these and show how the researchers talk about these concepts. And then you apply it on an organization and say, here's an organization that has some problem. Working in an organization has a problem with sharing knowledge between people, which is very common. And the reason was that a lot of tacit knowledge existed that was hard to transfer between the people. So that's like then you have a kind of a conceptual framework, which is part of the theory. But in this case, I mean a more advanced theory that has an understanding of one of the most famous theories that exists is technology acceptance models that say that for people to start using a certain technology, the person needs to feel that it's useful for him or her and it's easy to use. They have sort of tested this theory. But there are also other type of theories, and some of the theories I will go through during the lecture. So I think I don't want to scare anybody to try to, because it's not so much more complicated than writing without a theory, but it could be interesting for you to try it. So again, this course is like trying to, I evaluate people trying to be a little bit theoretical in this course if you, and I know sometimes you fail a little bit, but I also appreciate that you try to apply a more theoretical concept or theoretical, more major theories on them. But you can go to this website and find a list of theories and you can click on them. And one smart way to understand it is, I like Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia, have an understanding of the theory very fast, and then try to find an article that have a little bit discussion about this theory. So don't avoid going for A and B. Because they think this theoretical stuff is too heavy. And here is the requirement that you have to fulfill them to. So when you write your thesis, as I said, you have a clear stated problem in one sentence. The goal should be stated in one sentence. The main concept used should be defined. And then you discuss the concepts in when you describe the literature and discuss things, and then of course your essay should be understandable. It should be deep. That means that you try to find argument for statement that you claim, and it should be based on research literature. You have to refer to research literature. But at least three research papers should be used, and then you can use a chapter of the book also, but you need additional three research papers. You don't have to refer to the book at all, but at least three research articles that have not been part of this course. So you have to download them and find them. I will discuss it, yeah.
Well, quickly, what's the difference between the goal, the research question, and the problem? These are two separate sentences, right?
Yes. That's it. Now you come up. I will return, because let's put it this way, that this discussion about the problem, the goal, and the research question has been a lot of discussion going on among the researchers about it, because some people put the research question very close to the goal, and some people think that the research question is more connected to the problem. But it doesn't matter if you have different interpretation of this, it doesn't matter so much. It's just that I want you to, a research question has to be a question. What are the, put it this way, what are the major problem sharing knowledge in an organization? That's the research question. The problem actually motivate why you study this. So the problem actually explain that something is wrong here, something is out of course, and that you have to describe. Mm. And in the best, I will discuss it later on, but in the best of the world, it should hurt somebody when you listen to the problem. But we have a problem, we have another problem here, because some people think that the problem is the knowledge problem, there's a lack of knowledge, so that's fine if you define it as a knowledge problem, then there is no research about it. But you could also, which I think is much simpler, go to a practical problem. Some practitioner has some problem. So, for example, in this case, we have an organization here with a lot of tacit knowledge, and it's very hard to transfer this tacit knowledge between the people, which caused major problem because they don't work together, and some people quit the job, and you lose this knowledge, and so on. So this is the problem. And that, okay, and maybe your research question is then, what are the major problems, or in which way can social media be a solution for supporting for supporting knowledge sharing? But you could also, as I said, replace this research question with a goal, so to say. And since you have to send in a draft of your problem and your goal very easily, I'm going to also give you feedback. I think that your research question is a little bit too broad. Please narrow it a little bit and give some suggestions since you have to send in it. Yeah. I don't know. It would be 15 minutes left, I guess, or less than 15 minutes. Should we go the whole way and then quit? Is that okay for you? Or yeah. So So, but please interrupt me because if you have questions in your head. Yes, and it only had to be 4 to 10 pages, maximum 10 pages. So you have to be very, my idea is here that spend time writing a nice, some students think it's good to write a lot of text and have a lot of but the idea is here that it should be actually short and focused instead. So that's a main idea. Yes?
Points before the last one. Research papers, they should be academic research papers. Should be academic research papers.
Oh, that's a good question. They could be just there.
Because, you know, sometimes when you just grab something from the Wikipedia or something, that shouldn't...
It's a kind of white paper, yeah. Okay, to be sure then, take 2 white papers, so you have 4 then, totally. But some of them need to be. I didn't check the quality of the research paper in detail. I just, but you have to refer, so, okay, white paper is borderline. But sometimes there are articles that are borderline, so to say, between them. But usually, I think it's okay if it's a little bit towards a white paper, if one article, which one of the three is more, or white paper, it will not influence the grade. Let's put it this way.
Right.
If one of the papers, if all or two more is, maybe I should state that more clearly then, but that's a good compromise. Yeah. And then you should apply it in an existing. It's very nice if you can have it. If you work somewhere, you can take also this education environment. If you have some experience, but you don't have to do that. You can actually create a non-existing organization and apply it if you like that. So the concept has to be applied so you can see that it's really useful also. These concepts can be useful in a practical setting. That's the idea. And there should be a conclusion, of course. Personal opinions and values should be separated. And as I mentioned, for students that want to they need to introduce one of these theories, actually a list of 50 theories. But I will go through some of the major ones, so you don't have to click through everybody and read about it, but so you can have a feeling what, maybe you recognize some theory that you experience with. And here is the idea. You first write, the first step is to find a topic in the literature, and next is to write a draft to the essay, including the problem and the goal, and some major concept to be used, and then you send it in to me. It's not grading, but then I can check that you are in the area of knowledge management. Second, I will also give you some hints how you can enhance your problem and your goal statement or research question statement. So you can see that as a resource.
And how do I find a topic and literature? Of course, this book is very good. You can listen to the lectures during the seminar. You can find it. You can download papers and read about them in Google Scholar. There are also, you can also use the Stockholm University Library and go in for free and search on Spring and Lean, or write, find articles in these knowledge management-based journals that exist today. So these are knowledge management-based journals that you can, so to say, get an idea. So if you, so sometimes it's smarter to find an article first, a paper first at our interest, and then choose the idea, choose the topic. But you can go the other way around, start with a topic and find articles about it. Here are some subjects last year from the students. How global company can become very social through social media. Organizational culture, inhibitor or promoter of knowledge sharing and creation. Which processes shall a knowledge management support system support? Fair processes, which we will discuss later on in knowledge economy. Social knowledge management, motivation to work. Knowledge management and visualization. It's very important that you know that the picture could give you a lot of understanding of what's going on. Study, analysis, and evaluation of three knowledge management framework in e-government. Best practice of motivation and loyalty. Employers' loyalty. Looking at knowledge sharing within social media. Creativity in work. So these are examples of subjects that you could choose. And I think Harald's lecture, if you listen to them live or on tape, can give you some things. This is an interesting area that I want to focus on. And here is the checklist that you can use also when you write, in the end, when you write your essay. Is the problem stated in one sentence? And so you can go through this list of this checklist to check that your essay consists of everything that you need to do. And then we come to an important part of writing an essay, namely how to write understandable. Some people are very good in writing, some people are a problem that need to work with writing. And here are some smart guidelines. You probably heard them maybe in courses, but actually, this rule here, the first one, is the major rule for writing in an understandable way. The first sentence in each paragraph should summarize the whole paragraph. It should be only one idea. When you write, you have a paragraph, and each paragraph has a lot of sentences. Only one idea, it only consists of one idea in this paragraph. One. And the major idea should be stated in the first sentence. And then the rest of the sentence, so to say, argue or motivate or discuss this major statement in the first sentence. This means that a good text, you can just read the first sentence of each paragraph and understand what the text is about. And you can try when you get some of your colleagues' thesis, and you think, oh my God, I don't understand anything here, it's a mess. Check, read the first sentence in each paragraph, and probably it's very confusing, and it's not summarized. So the idea, so since you only have 4 pages here now, 4 to 10 pages, you can actually do this check, and try to rewrite and see if you can get the first sentence in each paragraph. You can read the first sentence in each paragraph. And it's, I work as a journalist for 10 years in Swedish newspaper, and this was the major idea. And I noticed myself, somebody said to me, oh, I don't understand what you have written here, please explain. Then I actually violate this rule here. Each paragraph should only present one idea. Sometimes you want to say too much in a paragraph. Just one idea that knowledge sharing is discussed in
among researchers. Then the rest of the sentences should be a discussion or motivation why it is like that, or motivation that it really is like that, that knowledge sharing is discussed among a lot of researchers. So just one idea in one paragraph. And I will be on you a little bit and give you comments about that when you send in your first draft also. Even if it's not so much, it probably has two or three paragraphs. By reading the first sentence in the paragraph, it should be possible to understand the whole idea. And also, of course, there needs to be the logical structure of the paragraph then has to be a logic behind why you have this. Say you have three paragraphs. Paragraphs 1, 2, and 3. You should be able to explain why I started with this paragraph 1 and then went to number 2 and then went to number 3, so to say. Okay. Yeah. So, any questions? I think. I think I got the message out. And then next 4 lectures, you will meet Harald Chili, and then after the 4th, you will have a seminar together with me, and we discuss the chapters, and then we're going to have giving the lectures, so to say. Any questions? I think we end this first lecture. See you on Thursday, hopefully. Yes.